Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Shalom. Welcome, everybody. We're going to get busy with rolling some joints in just a second. And I want you to invite your friends because summer's not here yet, but it's heating up quite a bit in our media, in our government. There's always drama. The political drama right now is off the scale. I can barely keep up with it. But I do because I want to be in touch with the spiritual battle we're in, what levels of change we're in, and are we making progress here? And we are. People are waking up big time. So let us join the party of wake up America, wake up world, global family. This is a global platform. We are broadcasting all over the world on blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. So tell your friends if they can't call in, they can go on the internet, blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Or if you're on Facebook, I'm on Facebook. My Facebook channel is Vieta or Viata. And then I'm also on my Soul Purpose Healing Facebook page because I do a lot of activity posting on that page because that's my Sunday evening show. So don't miss out today because you're going to raise your vibration today as part of the solution to the recent threat from the FDA of all departments. We're going to hear from those characters, really? You don't want to miss this show. So let us get busy. I'm here in my leotards. I got my red and blue on. And let's see, you know what, red, white, and blue, because I am an American citizen, but I'm also a citizen of the cosmic order universe. So I'm putting on, I have my queen head covering on, my goddess head covering. This is part of the solution, brothers and sisters. We got to put on our royal caps to fight the battle that is before us, spiritual battle. So let's get ready to roll some joints. We're going to, as always, play the Sounds of Blackness time for healing. And before we roll joints, just let's take some time to do a couple of deep breaths, breathing in through the nostrils and out through the mouth or the nose, whatever feels comfortable for you. There's different teachings about where the breath, the exhale should come from. It really depends on your intention for your body. Sometimes you need to exhale from the mouth. Sometimes you need to exhale from the nose. When you take a yoga class or a breathing session, you'll know which is best. But for the most part, just do what feels good for you, what feels balancing for you. Breathe in through your nose. Hold it for a few seconds. Exhale through your nose or your mouth. Inhale, inspire, inspire, inhale, inhale, and exhale, expire. Those are the words in French that describe our inhale and exhale. Inspire, 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 and expire, expire. All right, I think you're ready now. So we're going to start out as every Friday morning we fly. First, love yourself. We're going to start out with some neck rolls to get our neck and back muscles loosened up. Yep, neck rolling your neck around helps to loosen up all the muscles in here, but it also works on your shoulder. So when we start rolling our neck around, we're loosening up the shoulder muscles and the neck muscles. And then we're going to do a little shoulder roll before we get on our back and loosen up the shoulders more with the back muscles going forward and back and swimming in the sea of energy. So the sound of blackness music called Time for Healing. Let's just think about the words as we roll our joints and lubricate these joints and raise our vibration. And think about the words that love is the solution, no matter what.
Oh, no. We were meant to live in peace and harmony.
hands moving, rubbing the hands and feet together, warming up, warming up, warming up. Breathe. Breathe. Inhale and exhale. And let's just bring the knees to the chest, rock side to side. Give that spinal cord a little love. Back and forth on the spine. Rolling back and forth, back and forth. Woo, that feels so good. If you've been sleeping in one position all night, this loosens up all those muscles. And then just roll to one side and push up. And we're back in our sitting position where we're going to just give our neck a little love with some vagus nerve massage. Rub those hands together, heat them up, heat them up, heat them up, and place them behind your neck. Squeeze and release. Squeeze and release. Ooh, feel that all the way to your toes because that's the connection of the vagus nerve all the way through, all branching all over the body. Just squeeze and release around the neck and the shoulders, loosening it up. Woo-hoo. Feeling the flow of blood now. Squeezing. Let's just squeeze the shoulder, pat down that arm, top and bottom. Underneath, let's squeeze underneath in the armpit, massage. Get that lymphatic system moving. You should have a pit there, not a puff, but a pit. So keep massaging. If you got a puff there, you need to bring it into a pit. And then let's just go to the other arm. Let's pat down the other arm on the top. Let's go pat those hands. Pat down underneath the arm. Give that underarm a massage. And let's tap on our thymus gland right here in the middle. Get that immune system boosted up for the day. Boost up that immune system. Tap, tap, tap on the chest. And don't forget your breath. Yes, the breath, men and women, the breath need to be massaged and squeezed. Give some love to the breath, especially underneath where you have a lymphatic flow going all around. Just rub around the breath, massage. And then lastly, let's just go to your navel and pat around where that microbiome community is active and waiting for some attention. Ready to work for you. It's a microbiome army down there around the navel. Pat, pat, pat around the navel. Love, love, I love you. I love you. Thank you for your work. And then lastly, let's go to the back and give your adrenal glands and your kidneys. This is where your adrenal glands and your kidneys are. Give a little pat there of love. Love you. Thank your kidneys and adrenal glands for working so hard for you as you take charge of your health. And then just rub, give them a little rub. Ooh, they're loving it, loving it. Your body loves it when you place your hand, you or someone else. Let someone else give you a massage or you give yourself a massage. Ooh, 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 loving, loving our body. All right, so we are ready now to sit and gain some knowledge, wisdom, and understanding and overstanding. Because there's a lot going on in this world, and I do mean world. It's a global battle, global circumstances that are affecting all of us. So I'm going to move over into my studio, which is right over here. You get to see some of the flowers and the ceiling. I got flowers hanging everywhere. And I'm in my studio now, ready. So ready to share with you all the information that I've been studying this week. There's so much going on. What is the FDA threat? I'm glad you asked. Hallelujah. Eva Marie Keys is here. She's on Facebook, and she wants to know what is the FDA threat. So I'm going to share that with you. I've been studying all week on YouTube University. I love YouTube University because there's so much on there that we can learn from. So one of my favorite YouTubers is Dr. Sunil Dhahan, and I'm going to introduce you to him today, Eva and all my listeners. I have Dr. Sunil Dhahan is going to, I'm going to actually pull him up here on on my Facebook page. Actually, let's see, history. Yes, Dr. Sunil is going to give us a summary of what is happening in the public so we can all be well informed about why we need to more than ever need to take charge of our health. So let me bring him in on doctor, by the way, Dr. Hill introduced himself. He's a medically trained doctor. And I love this man because he's conscious. He's very conscious. And I'm going to play him because I can't believe sometimes how straight-faced he is. No emotion. He doesn't get upset or excited, but he just tells the facts. He just tells the truth. And when I saw his video, I'm going to subscribe to his channel. When his video showed up that FDA director issues shock warning if you don't take the new jab. What was that? So I had to listen. And then, of course, I thought I've got to share this because he is so transparent, so open about everything. He shares the truth and nothing but the truth. So I want to bring him in first and foremost to share with you what the threat is. He's going to break it all down to you. And then we're going to go into the history of the FDA because some people don't know the dark history of the FDA. They have started out as a legitimate, helpful organization, but now, Dr. Sunil, I'll let him introduce you to why this is no longer the case because they have turned to the dark side, as we will say. Well, I'm going to start the audio and then I'll play the
Hello, everyone. Dr. Sunil Dand, internal medicine physician. Welcome to another video. Of course, now, most of the world has really moved on from the pandemic. We are over 3 years into it. Most people have completely forgotten about it. Not vast sections, however, of the US medical establishment, who are still very much focused on this and making quite remarkable statements. I wonder why. Let me share with you a statement that was made very recently by a top FDA official. So this article was published in MedPage today, and I will share the link with you down below. It was published last week. Leading government scientists and industry experts spoke here on Tuesday about the next jab, rising hesitancy, and what the shots of the future might look like. Choosing a jab for next winter is going to be a challenge, said Peter Marks, the director of the FDA Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research. Peter Marks seems to be someone that we're hearing a lot about recently. He seems to be a very influential figure in public policy. What's important, first and foremost, is the jab's breadth, and second is its duration. Well, of course, that is obvious. I think people will get an annual jab if they think it's going to protect them broadly. Where we get into problems is when something is a mismatch and we don't have good protection. It takes 2 to 3 months to manufacture mRNA jabs. So this means the composition will need to be decided sometime around June, which is only 2 months' time. Well, 2 to 3 months is certainly a remarkably quick turnaround time, and that's certainly much quicker than what we were used to pre-2020. And here we have Paul Burton, the chief medical officer for Moderna, also weighing in with his thoughts as he seeks to rapidly make a product to benefit the health and well-being of all Americans. Then they talk about how the ideal scenario would be a jab that completely stops transmission. I don't know how they plan to do that with a common respiratory virus. Indeed, they mention here, people have been looking to produce one for influenza transmission for the last 10 years, and we still don't have that one. Well, because scientifically, this is, of course, nearly impossible for an easily spread respiratory pathogen. It's like trying to produce an antidote to Staphylococcus aureus or Streptococcus bacteria. Stopping transmission for certain pathogens is basically impossible. What you want to do, obviously, is focus on the disease. And of course, they talk about the issue of hesitancy, which is so widespread now among millions of people. Hesitancy. They talk about how it's the greatest catastrophe of the pandemic, the erosion of confidence. The hesitancy, instead of waning with the pandemic, appears to be crossing over to other illnesses. and all of the opposition right now. Rebuilding trust in a country as polarized as the US is difficult. But I really want to focus on a particular statement from Peter Marks. As for mandates, Marks said that while the US needs a reset, that isn't a solution. Well, I'm glad that he finally realizes that mandates are not a solution, probably because he's had so much pushback, as have the authorities. Millions and millions of people have said that mandates are unacceptable. I'm past trying to argue with people who think that jabs are bad. I think we just have to take our case that this is something that can save your life to those who want to have their life saved. Indeed, that is the title of this piece. FDA official is over mandates. Focus should now be on those who want to have their life saved. So did you all hear that from one of the top officials in this country, one of the top public health officials? If you don't listen to the advice, then you don't want to have your life saved. You better listen to this advice or else. I don't know where to start with this type of statement and how it typifies so much of the last 3 years. First and foremost, think about this. The FDA, as far as I was aware, is a regulatory agency. Why are officials at the FDA getting involved in this area, in pushing medical therapeutics and formulating policy? What should it have to do with the FDA? Secondly, the United States as a country is a country which doesn't even give its citizens basic healthcare. Millions and millions of people are uninsured or underinsured. So many people go bankrupt every year. 70% of all bankruptcies in this country are from medical bills. Let's contrast this to other countries in mainland Europe, which give their citizens top-notch healthcare and have governments that really do care about the health and well-being of all of their citizens. Why would the United States be pushing so hard in this area and these countries in mainland Europe that have excellent reputations for the health and well-being of their countries not be pushing so hard in this area? Ask yourself that question. Then, is what the FDA official said there, Peter Marks, his statement, is it backed up with any evidence? Are there any randomized controlled trials which could back up the extreme claim that he is making, that if you don't do what he says and take this jab, then you don't want your life saved? Is there any evidence at all? Calling for an answer. If you know of any controlled trials, then let me know, because I'm not aware of any at all. Lastly, this typifies the sheer arrogance of our public health authorities, this type of statement. They have literally learned nothing at all. Imagine a doctor talked like this to their patient. Maybe there are some doctors out there who talk this way. If you don't listen to me, if you don't do what I say, take this drug or undergo this surgery, then you don't want your life saved. You better listen to me or else. I am sure that confidence in public health in the United States will continue to plummet. And of course, we all know what the next line of attack is from public health authorities. Rather than look themselves in the mirror and realize who the real misinformation spreaders are and what the real reasons are for this lack of trust in authorities, rather than self-reflect and ask questions like intelligent beings, what are they going to do? They are going to blame misinformation. Watch this space. They're going to go on the attack and say that anyone who disagrees with what they are saying is guilty of listening to or spreading misinformation. Of course, that's what they're going to do next, because that is the typical default next step from our public health authorities. I was stunned by that statement from Peter Marks, but really it shouldn't surprise us at all. Let me know your thoughts down below. Do you agree with what I am saying here, or do you disagree? Do you agree with Peter Marks? Because unlike our public health officials, I am okay with being challenged, with people disagreeing with me. That's completely fine. So either way, let me know your thoughts down below. Thanks everyone for listening. Check out my online academy and my uncensored platform. Those links are down below. Remember, huge swathes of healthcare and medicine are completely and utterly corrupted. And one of the best things you can do to stay away from mainstream medicine and from doctors is to take charge of your own health and your family's health. Be empowered, be educated, do all these simple things right, like minimizing processed foods and sugars, foods that come in packages that are artificial, that are fake foods that your body is not built for. Eat real foods, exercise at every single opportunity, and do everything you can to be as healthy as possible. That's always the best way forward, best to avoid any contact with mainstream medicine and doctors. Thanks everyone again. Hit the like button if you like this video and the bell button for more similar videos in the future. And we will talk again very soon.
Post a comment. We're going to keep going though, because the next stage is to find out, for those who don't know, what is the FDA? Who are they? What are they here for? I think it's important to look at the history of this department, because then we can see how far away from the original intent or not that we've come. And you're going to be totally shocked. I'm afraid I'm going to have to shock you at the pure evil that they are involved in. This jab information is minor compared to what you're going to learn in a few minutes about what they're doing with people who are in transgender dysphobia. It's pure evil when you hear what's going on in that community because of the pharmaceutical FDA connection. Because the original intent for the FDA was to monitor and regulate, right? They moved far, far beyond that, and we're going to just touch it. But I strongly recommend you subscribe to Dr. Sunil Dahan, the one we just heard from. He is so enlightening, so aware, so conscious about the movement that we have now to take charge of our health. And he is holistic, and I listen. I'm subscribed, so I get notified anytime he has a new video. So we need to stay informed. We're building a family of conscious individuals, and he is definitely one I highly recommend that you tune into whenever he has a video, because he's all about educating. And I don't know how he's still on YouTube. There's something going on right now with YouTube where they are allowing this information to come through. Used to be you were monitored and censored if you said the word vaccine. That's not happening as much lately. So we're having a little more freedom to tell the truth and express ourselves from the heart and from the head and from wisdom. So I've got to take a break. But if you have any questions or comments, please post them here on Facebook. We have just touched the surface with this news about corruption that we can barely believe that they're still pushing this threat that, oh, now it's about saving your life. Before it was like saving you from the virus and the corona and all that. Now they're threatening, if you don't listen to us, then you're not going to be saving your life. Whoa, big threat now, but we're putting on our goddess hats, our queen king hats today, because that's what it's going to take to fight the bullshit. All right, I said it. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to share with you some very necessary history on the FDA, and then we're going to go into the Pfizer documents. Naomi Wolf, I'm going to introduce you to Naomi Wolf, a bold sister who went into the thousands of pages that the FDA wanted to ban for 70 years. Imagine that. A department wants to keep information from the public for 70 years. That would be after we're all gone and dead, mostly. So Naomi Wolf is someone who went through those documents, and you're going to hear all the dirty details, what she found in those documents that they wanted to hide from us. But because of the Freedom of Information Act, she got through and got what we need. So we're going to hear from her. So don't go away. Don't stray. We'll be right back after some important messages.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim, of the HWPI Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Very, very important information I'm sharing with you this morning. And you can call in 515-605-9325 if you'd like to comment and for one, if you want to share your beautiful voice with us or questions. Or you can, I'm on Facebook Live, Soul Purpose Healing, as well as my personal page, Vieta. So we've already had a great question by Eva Marie about what is the FDA threat. And if you're just joining us, I played my first audio from Dr. Sunil Dhan. I love this guy. I highly recommend you subscribe to his YouTube channel because he's a medically trained doctor who is conscious. We don't get many of those these days, but he's there, and he's sharing all the truth about everything. So if you listened, he was sharing how the threat from the FDA is that you better listen to us, people. You don't know what you're talking about. And if you don't listen to us, you don't want to save your life. That's their threat, as he explained to us. Arrogance, as he stated, is unbelievable after all that we've seen in the last 3 years. Now, we're going to go into, and they're going to blame, as the threat is that we're going to blame and shout misinformation, starting heavy in June. So that's what we got to be ready for. In June, the propaganda and the agenda is going to heat up more than likely, but we're going to be prepared. As I said, we all need to put on our goddess caps, our queen king caps, and get ready for the BS that's coming. So I want to share with you this morning some FDA history. It's important as we go forward and expose the pure evil that this department has been involved in for the last, even 3 years, 4 years. It's just blew my mind as I traveled through YouTube University to discover some of the recent crimes that they've been committing. So you don't want to leave. In fact, call your friends. because, or you can listen later, but I'm going to share with you some really dirty details about this department. But first, let's just start off with, we're going to start off with some history of this department that's supposed to be serving the Estados Unidos. So I'm going to do an FDA history trailer that gives you a little background on where and why they started, and then we're going to get into what's missing today, because there's so much missing in what this department is doing now. That's why we got to be on our toes. So let me share my screen as we go through a little trailer of the FDA and what they're supposed to be about, but they're missing the mark big time. So here we go.
What should people know about the FDA?
This is a regulatory agency. Its primary job is to enforce the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. But it's also the oldest consumer protection agency now in the country. So it can be seen as an enforcement agency and as a consumer protection agency.
It regulates substances in the form of foods and drugs and cosmetics and medical devices. And it regulates words in the form of the labeling and the labels used for those products.
The FDA regulate many things. At the same time, there are many other things they don't regulate. And if you want to worry about what it's doing and not doing, you have to take a look.
The FDA regulates most food and food additives, drugs, and products that make health claims. It also regulates cosmetics and skincare products. It regulates medical devices and radiation-emitting products, including DVD players and cell phones. It's responsible for vaccines and the blood supply, as well as foods and medicines for animals. Because its job is investigating and prosecuting health fraud, it's been part of almost every public health debate in the past 100 years. It has occupied a difficult place between consumers and businesses, and it has done so by relying on a long tradition of credible science and effective law enforcement. This is the story of the United States Food and Drug Administration, where it came from, what it does, and how it does it, and why this small group of civil servants has been so effective in protecting the health of Americans for more than 100 years.
Protecting the health of Americans. That may have been the original intention, but let's get into the meat of what happens when you let people have too much power. And that's where we are today. Many of these departments in our government, CDC, FDA, you name it, they got out of control because their heads got big, and guess what? The money started flowing. So let's go a little bit deeper into really who is the FDA and what their ties are these days.
Hello, this is Dr. Eric Bricker, and thank you for watching A Healthcare Z. Today's topic is FDA pharmaceutical industry ties. Now, this video today about the FDA comes from a New York Times article from September 2nd of 2021 by Farhad Manju, and this is an opinion piece. But I especially like opinion pieces in the New York Times because so much of journalism today is opinions anyway, that when they come out and say it, it's an opinion piece, then a lot of times I appreciate their honesty. So anyway, cynicism aside, now, it tells a story which is fascinating. So apparently in 1992, and I was not aware of this until reading this, the FDA funding changed, where the FDA started collecting fees from pharmaceutical companies themselves to pay for the salaries of the FDA employees. In other words, it doesn't just come from taxes. The money to fund the FDA comes from the industry that the FDA itself is regulating. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that potentially grounds for a conflict of interest? Okay, so, and they're actually, listen, I don't want to call it quid pro quo, but let's just call it this. There were quote-unquote performance guarantees given by the FDA in exchange for this sort of funding deal, and they were around the speed of review. So we talked about regulatory capture in previous A Healthcare Z videos. I'll leave a link in the show notes to what regulatory capture is. But essentially, here we have a division within the executive branch of the government that's being funded by the industry that it is supposed to regulate. This might cause problems. Let's investigate further. Okay, apparently, according to this opinion piece in the New York Times, a third of drugs that were approved by the FDA between 2000 and 2010 had subsequent safety problems. A third. Now, this gets to the different stages of approval, right? There's 1, 2, 3, and 4. And after stage 3, pharmaceutical companies are allowed to then sell it on the open market. Physicians can write prescriptions for it. Okay, but then there's stage 4. I'll leave a link in the show notes to that video as well. Stage 4 is post-market surveillance. That's where, and post-market surveillance is highly problematic. And look what, look, post-market surveillance found that a third of the time there was a safety issue with the safety of the medication that was approved by the FDA. Okay, what does the FDA also have that could potentially create a conflict is this revolving door. And this is nothing new. This has been reported on many times before. Many of you are probably already aware of this, where people that work at the FDA then leave to get much more lucrative jobs working within the pharmaceutical industry. This particular opinion piece talks about 13, greater than 13, cancer reviewers that left the FDA to then subsequently work in the pharmaceutical industry. And it has an even more egregious example in that the regulator specifically within the FDA responsible for regulating OxyContin of the opioid epidemic and their Sackler family and Purdue Pharma notoriety. This guy's name was Curtis Wright. Curtis Wright was specifically groomed as a relationship within the FDA by Purdue Pharmaceutical. And after he left the FDA, guess what he did? He went to go work for Purdue Pharma. So we not only have pharma paying for the FDA's budget and their salaries, we also have people that know that if they're industry friendly, that they can then leave the FDA and get a job in industry paying them a ton of money afterwards. Now, what do we do? What do we do this? So we need to act today. As a physician, I need to decide, what am I going to do today about something that's FDA approved and new? And I was actually taught something in my residency at Johns Hopkins that I found to be very helpful. So one of my attending physicians in the outpatient clinic, called Dr. V, okay, she said, look, it might be a good idea to wait 5 years after a medication has been newly approved to start writing prescriptions for it for your patients, unless there's really no better option. And I was like, well, that way you allow more time during the post-market surveillance phase 4 period to see, okay, well, what did they not catch in phase 1, 2, and 3 that I actually might be problematic? All sorts of random stuff. And this was just during the beginning of my career as a physician, where Vioxx was sort of akin to like an NSAID pain medication, was found to have increased cardiovascular and stroke risk. Likewise, Avandia was a diabetes medication that was found to also increase poor cardiovascular outcomes. In fact, Dr. Nissen, the head of cardiology at the Cleveland Clinic, was the one who came out against Avandia, and the pharmaceutical industry tried to ruin his career. But guess what happened? Avandia was taken down. Next, Zelnorm was an IVD medication. There was always Zelnorm commercials. Then Zelnorm was taken off as well because it had problems with liver function. So all these things, Vioxx, Avandia, Zelnorm, there were other medications that were, there were other options. And so instead of going straight to using one of these medications, like, we just used something that was a, like another option. So certainly there's going to be situations where there's no other option, where something is new, and you're like, whoa, maybe we should use this new drug right away, because frankly, we don't have any other options. And I would put in that category the COVID vaccine. So in this day and age, I'm vaccinated against COVID. My family's vaccinated against COVID. I could go on to people in my family of both conservative and liberal mentalities who also are all vaccinated. So the point is that when it comes to COVID, there's really no better options, in my opinion. And it's not about, in my opinion, it's not about FDA approval. It's also about the approval of this vaccine by the regulatory agencies of so many other countries across the world that we might say, hey, look, our own FDA is suspect. But do we think that literally every other drug approval agency in the entire world is also so suspect that they're going?
And that's where we can end that video. Suspect, suspect, suspect. Yeah, buddy. So we want to go now to more current information. He laid it out, how the connection to drugs and how people leave the FDA and go to drug companies. So guess what? They're having a big orgy. The FDA and our government, FDA and Big Pharma having one big orgy is how I look at it. They're all in bed together. The head of the CDC last year just demonstrated that very clearly. So I want to share with you now the Pfizer documents. This is so, it gets worse. I'm sorry to say it gets better. Let's just say it gets better because you're going to be more and more enlightened about why the FDA, when they say you better listen to us because we're trying to save your life, you can say that's pure BS because of what we're going to learn today about the pure evil that these people are involved in. So I'm setting up for you Naomi, her name is Naomi Wolf. She did a lot of research to discover what is in the Pfizer document. So I'm going to start it, but I don't want to bore you with the initial introduction. I'm going to get 6 minutes into it so you can really hear the meat of her presentation, which reveals to us what happened with the last 3 years. What happened in the last 3 years that caused so many deaths right now, that is causing or is contributing to so many people suddenly dropping dead with myocarditis, all kinds of side effects that we did not hear about in the beginning of Corona Madness, right? But this next audio that you're going to hear and see, I've actually got her, I'm going to let it play though a little bit so we don't have to hear. I want to just share with you a little bit about my thoughts on the biblical aspect of what we're seeing, experiencing in this country right now. And 1 Corinthians 3:10, I looked at that the other day, or it came to mind, and I did research because I remember, if any man defiles the temple of the Creator, him shall the Creator destroy, for the temple of the Creator is holy, which temple you are. And when I read that, when I thought about it, I thought, wow, That is what the choices and the consequences come in. This is when choices and consequences in a spiritual, a metaphysical understanding come in, is that the scriptures, and these, and it's not just in the Bible, in the Bhagavad Gita, in the other holy scriptures, you find the same message about taking care of this sacred temple. So when you hear about this evil that you're going to hear about that's been going on in our society, then you'll have a better understanding why it's so important to protect your sacred temple, because there's consequences. And unfortunately, what we're seeing, for instance, in the transgender movement, they weren't given the full consequences of choosing medical procedures for confusion of in the mind and heart called transgender dysphobia. I'm going to get into that near the end, because that's where the pure evil of the FDA and pharmaceuticals comes in, when you hear about what is going on in that community and how something like 28,000 young people are in detransition mode for their choices to have their bodies mutilated because they were in puberty or even youth. There's a document, or there's a show, or a woman called I Am Jazz. This I Am Jazz is very popular on the internet, about a young girl at the age of, I think, 6 years old or something, was put on hormone therapy, blockers, whatever. Her parents decided they were going to let her, this young boy, into a young girl who is now a young woman and who's very depressed. And her story is the most shocking that I've heard, that reveals the evil, the pure evil of the medical system. So as we move along today, if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to press 1 in the studio and comment on Facebook, because we're looking at a system of greed, deceit, and pride and foolishness and just pure evil. And all of that is about becoming more conscious. The consequences that we're looking at in our society of death, sickness, really infect lots of infections because of choices that people have made. The cry now is to wake up and become more conscious and look at the consequences of every choice that you're about to make, whether it's a drug. They give you the side effects. So a drug that's administered by your doctor, you can always look up the side effects. I used to do this with my dad, who lived to be 95 years old. He would call me and say, doctor wants to give me this drug. What are the side effects? So I'd go Google. He couldn't do the Googling. I'd do it. I'm like, okay, the side effects are number 1 through 20. And he would say, oh, not taking that. I don't want that. And he would decline on most of the doctor's prescriptions because of the side effects. Well, today we live in a society that has not taught our children about consequences and side effects for the most serious medical procedures, and it just shocks me. So I'm going to start to play Naomi about the Pfizer documents, and let's listen to the evil that develops from there.
Are we good? Yes, thank you so much. All right, thank you to this lovely lady who helps me be audible. Thank you. Thank you. I feel free here at Hillsdale. I can go anywhere. I can say anything. I went on War Room, which is, you know, one of these great ironies of this moment, that Steve Bannon and I have this, you know, interlocutory platform where he listens to what I have to say, which is a miracle, because I got deplatformed a year and a half ago for doing what I've done for 35 years, which is reporting on women's reproductive and sexual health. In June of 2021, I reported on the fact that women were experiencing menstrual symptoms subsequent to receiving an mRNA injection. I'm a feminist. I've been a feminist forever. My first book was published when I was 26. And it is not unusual for me to call attention to symptoms that women are having that are red flags. Anyone who knows eighth grade biology can tell if women are having menstrual symptoms, there are going to be other bad things happening down the road. And sure enough, Twitter deplatformed me for this obvious observation, and I was also smeared globally, and it turns out another lawsuit subsequently found that it was the White House, the CDC, possibly DHS, and Twitter all unlawfully colluding to deplatform and smear me for making this observation about women's health. Yeah, but fast forward, I was talking on War Room about the release of these documents, and I called for experts to help us read through them, and miraculously, 2,500 experts responded to this call, right? Yes, yes. But the story is not over because I was ill-equipped to manage them. And so we had physicians, we had RNs, we had biostatisticians, medical fraud investigators, lab clinicians, research scientists, cardiologists, pathologists, anesthesiologists, some of the most distinguished scientists and medical people imaginable. But it's virtually impossible to manage 2,500 experts around the world, especially, you know, if you don't have this background, wading through 55,000 documents a month. So again, the reason I tell this story is I really feel like something metaphysically beautiful is happening, even in the middle of something metaphysically hideous. And that is this tiny woman, Amy Kelly, this tiny doll-like woman, and I stress her tiny doll-like appearance because it's so stereotypical, but she's such a force of nature, right, belying those stereotypes. She offered to be our project manager. She stepped right in, and she just calmed the storm. And she organized these 2,500 experts, immediately 3,500 experts around the world, into six working groups with a committee at the head of each who were busy churning out reports based on these primary source documents so that they could tell the world using the highest level of analysis possible, but broken down into language that everyone could understand, what was in the Pfizer documents. So this is just stunning to me that this happened. So now there are 58 reports, and now is the sad part of what I have to tell you. The Pfizer documents contain evidence of the greatest crime against humanity in the history of our species. And I'm so sorry to have to walk you through this, but there's no way around it. We just have to go through, and the beauty of Hillsdale is that you all are tough and like truth, and so with truth we can prevail, but it's painful. Some of the things that came to light, just some headlines. Pfizer knew, for instance, 1 month after rollout, so that's November of 2020, that the vaccines didn't work to stop COVID. Indeed, in the Pfizer documents, a month after rollout, and this is marketing, post-marketing, so it's out there, the spokesmodels are telling you to do it, the ads are in social media, you know, the ads are on television. A month after rollout, Pfizer's internal documents identify that the vaccines have vaccine failure and failure of efficacy, and they identify that the third most common side effect of the Pfizer vaccine is COVID. The second headline, which is stunning, is that within a month or two, Pfizer was getting so many reports of adverse events, meaning bad things happening to people who had been injected, that they understood that they needed to hire 2,400 full-time staffers in order simply to process the paperwork of the adverse events that they were receiving reports of, as well as to prepare for the flood of adverse events that they knew they would get in the near future. Pfizer knew in May of 2021 that the vaccines had caused heart damage in 35 minors within a week after the injection. And yet, and Pfizer knew, right? You've got to understand that all of these documents say FDA confidential at the bottom of them, right? Pfizer and the FDA shared these documents. And the FDA knew that 35 minors sustained heart damage. But the government of the United States, and I'm embarrassed to say I voted for these people, didn't tell parents until August of 2021 that there was an elevated risk of heart damage in healthy young adults. 4 months later, and in those 4 months, what did the young adults of America receive? A constant battering with propaganda on social media, on television, in news outlets, bought up by money in the CARES Act, as well as from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, with like influencers showing off their injection site, saying, you know, we can do this together, we can be strong, do it for grandma, all of this aimed at young adults. They did not tell the young adults, the healthy young adults of the United States, your generation, that this was elevating a risk of heart damage till 4 months later. You may recall that the CDC said that the materials of the injection stay in the injection site, and the materials are lipid nanoparticles, they are mRNA, and the lipid nanoparticles are an industrial fat, which is covered in polyethylene glycol, which is a petroleum byproduct, right? And spike protein. Well, the CDC said it stays in the injection site. And then it says, and I remember asking doctors, like relatives who are doctors and were funded by NIH grants, where does the spike protein go? And they were like, you know, when you're a journalist, you've got an ear for nonsense. They were like, well, your body metabolizes it, you know, or, well, you'll digest it and excrete it. And it's like they had no evidence to give me, to show me, the basis for their response. But in fact, that's not what happens to these materials. And Pfizer knew that. These materials biodistribute, this is Pfizer's language, throughout your body in 48 hours. And where do they settle? Well, lipid nanoparticles are designed to cross every membrane in the human body. They've known this for 10 years. So where do these ingredients go? They go to the brain. Some of you have noticed changes in the personalities of loved ones who have taken these injections. They biodistribute to the liver, the adrenals, the spleen, and if you're a woman, they accumulate in your ovaries. Now, these are industrial fats coated with polyethylene glycol in your ovaries, okay? And what's really scary, Dr. Robert Chandler, who's a respected pathologist who's treated the Lakers and the Angels, he wrote this report, and he shows that the chart shows the graph going down as it leaves the injection site, but going up as it accumulates in these various organs over time. And what's incredibly scary if you're a woman is that there's no mechanism that we've found by which the body gets rid of the lipid nanoparticles in the ovaries. So your first injection, some go into your ovaries. Your second injection, more go into your ovaries. Your booster, more go into your ovaries. There's no mechanism with which the body can release this material that we've seen.
All right. Take a deep breath. And we're going to take a break because that's a lot, maybe a lot for some of us to process. How evil, it gets worse, I'm sorry to say. I have more that's going to just really blow your mind, but the intent today is to think about in the coming days and weeks when you hear the propaganda, the advertisement, and the push for another jab, that you take that middle finger literally and figuratively and mentally and use it for the FDA and the government that continues to push something that they have hidden that has caused death among our brothers, sisters, and our human family. Here it is, in case you don't remember how to use it. This is one of the responses that we need to have to any threats coming from the FDA and any other relationship to the FDA, government, otherwise, because of the pure evil that we're witnessing. And when we come back, we're going to go into more of, unfortunately, this pure evil that we need to be aware of so that we can tell our brothers and sisters, our family, our neighbors, what's really going on, that we've been duped, that we've been deceived. And what we need to have in our mind is how bad the spiritual battle is and how evil. You're not going to believe how evil they can get, but this happened, especially with the trans community. So let me go to a break. Let's take a deep breath and process the enlightened information we're receiving today to be part of our battle materials, our weapons of our warfare that are not carnal but spiritual.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our hosts. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution.
Much for joining me to share this information with friends, family going forward as we prepare for more propaganda, more advertising, more follow-through from the FDA's recent threat that if you don't take their jab, you're not going to save your life. And the arrogance, as Dr. Dahan says, is unbelievable. But we're preparing today with knowledge and information that will help you resist, for one, and inform our neighbors and friends that you don't need another jab. You need to be informed about the reality that we live in and how these people are not your friends, and they don't want to save your life. In fact, this next audio I want to play for you is about the history of AIDS. Anthony Fauci, for one, was very involved in the distribution and promotion of AZT, a drug for AIDS. One movie that was made portrayed about the reality of the situation, they were actually killing people. So I want to just share this a little entertainment for, if you never saw the Dallas Buyers Club, this is a key movie that outlined the evil of the Big Pharma and FDA, and how today we're going to get into more about the pure evil that you should blow your mind totally to stay away and take charge of your health. So let me play how Big Pharma has been killing people for years.
Hey guys, I know it's a weird time right now. A lot of us have been stuck at home for a bit, some voluntarily, some not. And you can't check social media or turn on a TV without seeing something about a horrifying global pandemic. Whether you think quarantines and closures are an overreaction or not, I think everyone of every political persuasion can agree on at least one thing. Our government has not handled this COVID-19 thing very well. For weeks, doctors in the U.S. weren't allowed to test patients for the virus at all. Then, the only tests available were from the CDC that took a week to get results. And many of those tests turned out to be faulty. Not only did FDA regulations prohibit private labs in the U.S. from developing their own tests, they barred unapproved tests that were already successfully in use in other countries from being imported. The first major outbreak in Washington was discovered only after a Seattle lab decided to ignore the regulations and run their own tests in defiance of the FDA. Fortunately, the government did eventually drop their prohibition on private labs developing their own tests, which are much faster and, you know, work. But there were still a number of regulations imposed by the FDA and other agencies that stood in the way of rapid progress in fighting the disease, like prohibiting at-home testing and restricting companies like Tesla, Ford, and GM from producing and selling ventilators, even though they'd offered to do so. These problems have come as a surprise to a lot of people in the U.S., but they really shouldn't. The FDA has a long history of slowing the progress of innovation in healthcare. And since you're probably stuck at home, instead of rewatching Outbreak or Contagion for the 13th time, I'd like to direct your attention to a much better movie on Netflix that actually addresses some of the underlying problems our country is facing right now, Dallas Buyers Club. Stick around for this short edition of Out of Frame. Dallas Buyers Club was released in 2013 and tells the mostly true story of Ron Woodruff, played by Matthew McConaughey. If you haven't seen it, go ahead and do that, then come back to this video, because I'm going to be spoiling some key plot points. Feel free to subscribe and hit that bell icon while we wait. In 1985, Ron Woodruff was diagnosed not just with HIV, but full-blown AIDS. At the time, HIV and AIDS were not well understood by the American public. Most people considered it a gay disease and didn't think it was a problem even worthy of serious attention. Thanks to a deadly combination of ignorance, anti-gay sentiment, and the novelty of the disease itself, drugs that could treat HIV were barely available anywhere. AIDS was spreading rapidly, with nothing to stop it or help those who got it. When Ron got the news, his prognosis wasn't good. He had just 30 days left to live. But there was a sliver of hope. Researchers at the National Cancer Institute had just proposed a breakthrough treatment for HIV using the antiretroviral drug azathioprine, or AZT. Unfortunately, in 1985, AZT was just starting FDA-required human trials. And while we all know that rigorous testing is super important, what most people don't realize is that the nature of the FDA process takes a really, really long time. And for most medical R&D companies, navigating the bureaucracy can cost over $1 billion per drug. So even fast-tracked, it would still take over 2 years for the AZT trials to be completed, and only then could it have been submitted for approval in the U.S. Who knows how much longer that would take? Ron's doctor's only recommendation is to go to a support group for other AIDS patients condemned to die.
Screw the FDA. I'm going to be DOA.
The first act of Dallas Buyers Club is really hard to watch. Reeling from his diagnosis and being rejected by his former rodeo cowboy friends, Ron had nothing left but to hustle. He makes a deal with an orderly at the hospital to steal AZT from the trial. Once that gets cut off, he goes to an unlicensed doctor in Mexico. After a couple months of fairly successful treatment, he and the doctor set up a deal to smuggle unapproved drugs into the U.S. and sell them to other desperate HIV patients. This eventually leads to creating the Buyers Club in Dallas. Ron isn't actually selling the drugs and supplements. He's selling a club membership. And club members just happen to get access to these treatments as a perk. Unfortunately for Ron and his club members, he keeps bumping up against the FDA and their enlisted help, the DEA and the IRS. Ron is fined, his medicine is confiscated, he's threatened with arrest. Ron attempts to fight back, filing a restraining order against the FDA. That doesn't work. He sues the agency for denying him his right to treatment. That fails too, even though the judge agrees that the FDA's behavior is morally reprehensible. Ron just wanted to survive, and believed that all people have a right to try risky treatments when the alternative is certain death. We see this play out over and over in real life. People with conditions and diseases like HIV, cancer, autoimmune disorders, and more suffer needlessly because the FDA won't approve drugs that have been used in other countries for years. People who use medical marijuana and psychedelics to treat physical and psychological problems understand the obstacles the FDA and other government agencies put in the way of drug research and approval, in spite of the fact that the federal government actually holds patents on a lot of those treatments. It even affects people who just want to drink the milk they want to drink. Right now, places like New York City are seeing firsthand how FDA restrictions that prevent companies from urgently importing and producing much-needed medical supplies like ventilators, masks, and other protective gear can cause really serious problems. And it doesn't stop with the FDA. We've all talked a lot lately about overloaded hospitals and our limited capacity to treat COVID-19 patients. But what most people don't know is that the government and the American Medical Association limits the number of doctors we train, and we've known for years that we would face a real shortage in healthcare providers, something we really don't need right now. Worse still, most cities have what's called Certificate of Need laws that prevent the development and construction of new hospitals. Con laws allow other hospitals and clinics in certain areas to decide whether their potential competitors can expand their capabilities or enter the market at all. Contrary to popular belief, healthcare in America is far, far from a free market. And it's precisely that bureaucratic centralized control and the regulatory restrictions that are killing us right now, just like they did in the 80s during the AIDS epidemic. Oh, and by the way, thanks to illegally acquiring AZT, Ron Woodruff beat his 30-day prognosis by 7 years. And today, the drug is approved and used in AIDS treatment and prevention all over the world. The good news is that finally, some of these rules are being lifted, if only temporarily in some cases, allowing people to get what they need when they actually need it. If you're searching for silver linings right now, it could be that after this is all over, maybe, just maybe, more people realize how involved government at all levels already is in their everyday lives, health, and well-being, and reject plans to expand its role in the future. We need life-saving medicine and medical technology right now, and the best way to...
So, let's stop there. I hope you have enjoyed that little summary. The Dallas Buyers Club is a great movie to understand the influence that the FDA had back with the AIDS epidemic and AZT drug, and how one man overcame that by perseverance. And that's where we are today. Sadly, though, or not sadly, amazingly, we're seeing the pure evil of this organization more and more. There is a document, or there's a YouTube video about Miriam Grossman. Miriam Grossman wrote a book called Lost in Transnation. And she is really, I saw an interview last night that she did with Gordon Peterson, who's a person from Canada who you might be familiar with. And in this interview, she really laid out information about the parents who are struggling, children who have been influenced by this idea that you can change your sex, okay? So there's a young woman by the name of Jazz who trans from a male body into a female body when she was very young. I think she was about 6 years old. And it got my attention because my granddaughter's name is Jasmine. And I saw this headline about all about Jazz, and I thought, well, what's that about? And it's about a young child, a young boy, who at a very young age was convinced in his mind that he wanted to be a girl. And his parents supported that idea of a child wanting to be a girl and traveled with this child through the medical system to change his body parts, okay? Change his body parts from male to female. So again, the FDA is supposed to be regulating these types of things, and it's a free-for-all right now with surgeries, or it has been with surgeries and medical procedures, especially hormone therapies, where a child can tell his parents that I think I'm in the wrong body, I want to be another gender. And then the parents, even Planned Parenthood is in the game to help these children medically transfer their appearance from male to female or female to male. So Miriam Grossman, the author of this book, Lost in Transnation, warns us that no one is immune to this influence of medicine, the medical establishment, FDA, all of them, to affect children transferring their bodies from one gender to the other. So her warning to us is be proactive. Why be proactive? She says it's unfathomable how evil this is, and it's by greed-inspired butchers. So I want to describe to you what happens when a narcissistic parent allows things to happen and continues the pure evil that the medical system starts and then promotes it with their own children. So Jazz, this person Jazz, is now an adult, a woman, a male body, started out as a child and went through several hormone therapies, gender identification clinics, and went through all these therapies to synthetic testosterone, puberty blockers. This is a fascinating world of transnation, as she says, lost in transnation, because the medical system is all on board with this. My point today is the FDA is not saying no to this craziness. They're saying, oh, it's all approved. It's all approved because one man back in the 60s, whose name is John Money, you can actually Google him, John Money, started this crazy experiment on children where they can take a male reproductive parts, namely the penis, and invert it. Who created this? John Money came up with this experiment theoretically, that you can take male parts, invert it, create a cavern or a hole, and then the problem today is, this is the problem today that makes this just pure evil, is that once you do this, once you open up a male body to have what we call a vagina or some simulation of that, once you do that, you, in order to keep this surgery open, you know, usually when a person has surgery, it'll close up and heal, right? So when this psychopathic mind of John Money, this tyrant, I would call him, and that's what she calls him, did this experiment on two twins back in the 1960s. Okay, they decided, okay, how are we going to transfer this young twin whose penis was damaged at birth because of a botched circumcision? How are we going to transfer this body from regular male organs to an inverted cavern of a vagina? Is they're going to just do their little witchcraft work and create a hole? So the problem with this hole that they create in a male body is that it's going to close if you don't put some form of a dilator in there to keep it open. So to fast forward today with back to Jazz, this very popular YouTuber, internet personality, who's now in depression over all this, serious depression, because her mother is one I would call an extreme narcissist who's controlling her to the point of saying, and being interviewed on a video that's live that says, if she doesn't put that dilator inside her body, I will do it for her. I will take this every night. You have to put this dilator, which you can imagine what that is, in the hole to keep it open and lubricate it. You know where I'm going. You know what's going on here. You have to lubricate this dilator to keep this hole that was created from a penis to a vagina. You have to lubricate a dilator, put it in there to keep the hole open every night. Not to mention the hormones that have to be taken for the rest of their life. Now, who came up with this insanity? Is the mind of men. It wasn't a woman who did this, I have to say, thank goodness, but some of them may be promoting. It's men, male minds, psychopathic, crazy, insane minds have created this transnation medical procedures that is causing depression, suicide, and more than 28,000 of them are now trying to detransition from their original choices to switch their gender, and all by the approval of the FDA. That's where the FDA has sunk into in 2023, or the last, I don't know, 5-10 years, is approving a procedure that is so insane to most of us. I'm sure now that you know what's going on, if they do have what they call a bottom surgery, they're for life having to put a dilator and take hormones for the rest of their life. Who does this? It's the insanity that the so-called FDA has approved, and we're sitting here in 2023, and they come out this year with a new threat that says, if you don't take our new jab, you don't want to live. You're not going to have your life. You're not going to save your life if you don't take our new jab. Again, middle finger up if you have a brain, if you have consciousness, and crown of righteousness, queen, royalty, goddess comes on in the mind, awaken the mind of Christ, and tell the FDA and this crazy government where to go with their threats. This is where we come in with a response that is like Dr. Sunil, very calm. He's very calm about his responses. Some of us can get a little passionate and angry that we live in such an insane system that would actually perpetrate and promote this type of evil upon the human beings. So now we have a society of young people, for the most part, who decided to do these surgeries and hormone therapy. They're depressed, they're dying, and they're suicidal. So let's take a deep breath as we go to our last commercial. And we're going to do some meditation when we come back and some more information about what our role is going forward to resist and bring down the evil in our society starts with us. It really does start with us to wake up to the presence of these psychopaths, starting with our government, because our government, again, the FDA usually has people leave and go to farm work for Big Pharma. That's been the routine that we've seen over and over again. So now that you know what you're dealing with, any threat or propaganda or information that comes out of the FDA, let's just be aware of the history and the propaganda and the promotion of transnation that is total insanity. And let us work to take charge of our health. We're going to take charge of our health in 2023. I'm here to help you, as well as some of all of our hosts on the Female Solution. And I want to piggyback after the break on yesterday's show with Dr. Debbie Green and Naima, where they talked about dysfunctional families. I want to piggyback on that and bring us to a light of truth and love. And we have a caller who's pressed 1. I'm going to open your mic when we come back. Bring us to a level of truth and light and love that will overcome the dark energy of lies, deceit, fear, fear, fear. That's what the FDA and the government are going to be doing. Let's just prepare for it. If they're bringing out a threat now, you don't listen to us, you're not going to save your life, blah, blah, blah. We already know what you're about. We know your agenda. We know how you've worked in the past and the present to put fear on us. We know about the Pfizer documents, how you hid all this information from the public, and now young people have heart problems, they're dying, and you, government and FDA, didn't do a damn thing to prevent it. In fact, you promoted this sickness and killing people. So we're going to take a break and come back and talk about healing dysfunctional families. How do we do that? We're going to talk about that, and I hope you'll be involved in the conversation as we move forward with proactive truth. Proactive truth. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
Yeah.
We're here on Facebook Live, and we've got a couple of comments on Facebook. Eva Marie Key said, I came in when you were exercising. I watched your video when I had time. Everything in the world was planned from the beginning, and I was telling people my whole life what was going to take place, and they thought I was crazy. Good for you, and keep sharing, Eva. We're not done. Keep sharing. Thank you, Eva, for sharing, because each of us, when you hear this information, we each have a responsibility to wake up and raise our frequency individually, and that frequency will spread out among your community, your family. When you personally choose to raise your frequency with love, compassion, wisdom, and truth, then it's going to affect your neighborhood. So each one of us, as Eva has been doing, has a responsibility to raise the vibration so that the evil among us, DA, the government, Big Pharma especially, if you missed the beginning of the show earlier, we've been talking about how the FDA has been killing people. And the greatest crime against humanity has been revealed in the Pfizer documents that Naomi Wolf exposed, that they hid from all the way from 2020. They knew Pfizer documents. This is just a quick review for those of you who are just joining us. Quick review, the Pfizer documents show, 5,000 pages or something, that number one, the vaccine didn't work to stop COVID. Showed that in their documents. But they pressed on for how many years, and they're still pressing in. And then one of the third most important revelations in the Pfizer documents, the most common side effect from these jabs they were pushing was COVID. If you took the jab, the most common side effect was actually getting the coronavirus. And then 2,400 people worked with Naomi to process all the adverse events. No, sorry. Pfizer had to hire 2,400 people just to process all the adverse events that were coming in from this jab. And then in 2021, May of 2021, that's 2 years ago, Pfizer knew about the heart damage that their jab was causing in minors. And the FDA kept it confidential. Sit on that for a minute. So when the FDA is promoting a threat that if you don't take the next jab, you're not going to save your life, you give them the finger. Here we go. Thank you, Daddy. Daddy's got his finger in there, too, in his poke. He's got his finger. Because that's how you respond to the evil perpetration of information that is false and damaging, and the absolute worst vile evil is what they're doing to these young people who are confused in their puberty about their gender. So let me go to the phones, and then I want to share with you a kind of a piggyback on what Dr. Debbie and Naima were talking about yesterday on dysfunctional families in our midst and how do we respond and what are the solutions to these dysfunctional families that are all over and who we might know. So your mic is open, 312-671, your mic is open, welcome.
Thank you, Wayon Yashalom, and Assalamu Alaikum, and Grand Rising to you, Dr. B. How you feel?
I'm great, it's sunny here in Florida, the weather's warm, the beach is open, it will never close again if I have anything to do with it, so I'm doing great.
Hallelujah. Yes. Well, you know, that is beautiful, and you are beautiful with knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and truth. And we just love, I just can't hardly wait to see, hear from you the next Friday, you know, because it's always something, you know, pertaining to our health, which is our wealth. I'm, you know, this is me, Brother Plump from Chicago, Illinois, and I'm wishing my, you know, sister in peace, love, unity, marketing people, Sister Naima Lateef, Earth Day birthday Kwanzaa, which is 365 days of thank you, thank you. And you and all the sisters in the Female Solution, you all have made a difference, not only in your personal life, but in the world life. And, you know, I'm speaking just on the fact of a Vietnam veteran, for an example. And we got something unique coming up for Mayor Washington Earth Day birthday, which is officially tomorrow. We're starting what we call 9 days of inspiration, of expressing different characteristics associated from Mayor Harold Washington to Dr. King and being a part of the solution. So I'm looking forward to in being a partner with you, and because of our health is our wealth. And you know, the government have never been right. The veterans, for an example, we always know. I mean, whether they black, white, red, brown, or yellow, the government is not for the people, you know? And neither are none of those, you know, synthetic, chemical companies is not for the people. So, you know, we have to use the godlike conscious in the natural ways of life, of holisticness and keeping our health, which is our life, longevity, that we can share more knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and truth. And we appreciate you for that, you know, because Mayor Washington used to say, if you got it, you got it. So, you know, you got it, the Female Solution got it, and now you done pass it on to the people, so we we got it. You know, if we want to live, we got to keep it real. Yeah. So thank you for all that you have done and continue to do for us, and our health is our wealth. And you are fantastic. So
thank you, and congratulations. Chicago has a new mayor. Woo-hoo-hoo! Chicago has a new mayor. Now, here's the thing. Let's pay attention, Chicago. If your mayor starts agreeing with the FDA that they're going to save your life if you take the jab, red flag goes up immediately. You're going to know where he stands in the effort to help his citizens be healthy, wealthy, and wise. Pay attention now. He's a new mayor, Johnson. Johnson, I think his name is John. That's my family name. Johnson, got a lot of Johnsons out there doing amazing things. But pay attention. If your mayor starts promoting and working with the FDA and says the city needs to, everybody needs to have a jab, that's what, work to have a jab, red flag right away. Because we know now the FDA, the government pushing jabs is a crime. It's a crime, people. It's a crime. Now, the other thing is, don't listen to people who've pushed the jab for the last 3 years. Let me just name three. Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Roland Martin. These are three brown-skinned people who were heavy, heavy, heavy on you got to get the jab. Yeah, Jesse Jackson was even singing the song, get the jab, get the jab. He was in the hospital several times after getting his jab. So let's just be wiser. This coming 2023 is a seven. And the seven says to me, all evil is being revealed. So pay attention, Chicago, on this new Johnson mayor. He may look good, sound good, but the proof is in what comes out of his mouth and the policies that he promotes for you or any city. That's why Florida is so, I'm so happy, happy, blessed to be in Florida. Our Surgeon General, a brown-skinned man, well-educated, medical school trained. He came out last year and said, we recommend no young people take any jabs. He was attacked so violently, so viciously by everybody who was on the left, of course. And this man stood tall and said, no, we're not going to have that. We're going to stop these. We're not going to recommend any jabs for young people. Well, Pfizer documents have revealed they knew back in 2021, that it was damaging heart. So our Surgeon General in Florida, along with our great governor, I don't care what you think about him, I watch Facebook Lives of our governor every day practically. They post things. This man is all for the people. No, let's take the control away. No indoctrination of the trans agenda, which I just told you is pure evil, pure evil. So we got people working in Florida government. The only downside to this is our roads are congested because people are flocking here for freedom, freedom, freedom. So yeah, now we have only a few minutes left. Let me piggyback on Dr. Debbie and Naima Latif's show yesterday, which was amazing, full of wisdom. Let's see, we got Deborah is saying, wow, that's just wow. I know it's a big wow what I've been learning in YouTube University. And Zelda, our Monday morning mindfulness host, says, grand rising, beautiful, awesome mind, expanding, Queen Bee, thankful for your sharing these truths. Stay awake. Yes, thank us. Because I believe everyone who tunes in is a united soul and spirit. So we say, thank us, thank us. Now, yesterday, Naima and Dr. Debbie were talking about dysfunctional families. And Dr. Debbie is just such a jewel to help us. She's a trained psychiatrist or counselor. And she's always bringing us solutions and therapies and talking us through the difficult challenges that we have with families and relationships. So I mentioned that my grandson, 6 years old, now this is a solution I have for you out there who are dealing with dysfunctional families. And I've learned this from spirit because I was just puzzled I was wounded. Emotionally, I was hurt that my grandson didn't want to hug me. I put out so much love to him, so much love. He didn't want to hug me, and sometimes he's really rude, disobedient, talks back. The type of behavior that in the past would have got a spanking by our parents. In the baby boomer generation, parents would have slapped you upside the head, took the strap out, or ironing cord. And back in the 50s, most parents were whipping kids every day for the behavior that I have seen with my grandson. So I prayed about that. Okay, how can I communicate to this six-year-old that this behavior is unacceptable other than verbally? You know, I know we can talk. So it came to me to share, number one, a documentary about prison life. Both my six-year-old and eight-year-old grandchildren, girl, boy, watched a five-minute documentary on what it's like to be in prison. Why did I share that? Because there's a really good documentary on Netflix called I Am a Killer. And it portrays that every person on death row had a horrible childhood, full of hate, drug addiction by their parents. So when I watched several episodes of that, I realized most people in prison, death row, they had a life of hate either by their relatives or they were practicing hateful, unloving behavior, end up in prison as a consequence. Today, most kids, most youth, in my opinion, don't know consequences. They don't understand consequences. We have to preach consequences nowadays so these transnation lost people can come out of choices that are going to involve serious consequences. So I sat down after the documentary we played on prison life. I sat down with my son, his girlfriend, and I said, listen, Grandma has come to the conclusion that when I feel hurt by your behavior, your words, I am going to ask you, number one, to apologize. This is it, and this is for all of us, to get into conversations like this, and it doesn't have to be my words or your, it can be your own words, conversations like, listen, you hurt me with your words, with your behavior. Grandma was in pain, emotional pain. I told him I was in pain for the way you treated me, Joe, my grandson. I told him, and so I want you to know that going forward, when I feel pain from your behavior and your unkindness, your hateful ways, your words, your behavior, I'm going to come to you, look you in the eye, look in the eye. We got to have eye contact with these children. You got to take time, put the phone down. That's part of the problem is we're still looking in our phones when these kids out here are talking, I don't want to be a boy, I don't want to be a girl. and the parents, some of the people in the phone, okay, don't worry about it, you'll get over it. Put the phone down, eye to eye. I want you to hear me, my little grand six-year-old. When you hurt me, I'm not going to hold on to that pain because that would only cause pain, more pain in me, more suffering. I want to ask you, please apologize to me. So we can have conversations like this. You might say, well, why do I have to apologize? Well, number one, there are consequences when you are mean to people, unloving to people, hurtful to people, unkind to people. There's something called karma. And my grandson understands this. They're smart. These kids are smart. They're on YouTube and all that. They're smart. When you do things that are not loving, kind, and sweet to other people, it's going to come back to you in your face. And if you keep that behavior up, you could end up in prison like some of the people we just watched, is what I told them. So in the future, this is what we do. We say, I am not going to keep that pain. If you don't want to apologize, so you have a conversation with them about this and see what comes out of their little mouth. What comes out of their mouth if you explain to them why you're in pain and why it's not good to hate people and disobey grandma and grandpa and all that and be disobedient? Why is it? And then let's see what comes out of their mouth. This is about listening. And we have not been listening to a young generation that's confused, having their penises cut off, vaginas taken out, blah, blah, blah. We haven't been listening. We obviously have. But you know who's listening? Social media is listening to them. And the government's listening to them. And the government, FDA, is listening to them. We got the solution for you. Cut it off. Take drug hormones for the rest of your life. We got the solution. No. It's time for grandparents, elders to listen to our youth. So I said this to my grandson. I'm going to ask you to apologize. We had a little conversation. And if you don't apologize, guess what? I'm giving you that pain back in a little pinch. He hates to be pinched. I knew this would get him. He hates to be pinched because his parents don't spank him. That's the new generation. They don't spank their children. They believe in talking to them, which I have to go along with because these are my grandchildren. I don't have a lot of influence. And I don't really want to spank them because one thing we learned as grandparents, that we made some mistakes when we were raising our children. Thankfully, my sons got over the whippings I gave them, and they're doing really well in their careers and their relationships. They're doing well. But with grandchildren, we can take a new approach. Look them in the eye, talk to six-year-olds, talk to eight-year-olds. So that's when this transnation confusion gets lost in at that age. Look them in the eye. When I feel the pain, you don't want to apologize. We have a time. You're going to get pinched. Oh, boy, I saw the eyes widen when I said that. And for the last few days that he's been here, he comes and goes, I've been getting hugs. I've been getting love, 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 love. And you might call this a little brainwashing, whatever. We do whatever we think is necessary and feasible in the time that, but I want to say the most important behavior that we need to exercise for our children is listening. So don't take it the wrong way when I say I'm pinching. I'm listening first. I want to hear what they have to say. But a six-year-old, you know why I believe a pinch is necessary? Because they need to understand consequences by any means necessary. This is what I feel is lacking in our society with our youth. They have not been taught to understand, consider, meditate, think about consequences. You make a choice here, what are the consequences? You make a choice here, what are the consequences? People are taking drugs from the pharmaceutical, and they don't even look at the side effects. Well, the side effects are the consequences. How can you not look at the side effects? And that's what I'm teaching my grandchildren, consequences. And I think all of us can participate in this, what you might call a little experiment. Might not be perfect for your family, but above all, let's start listening. Listening and eye contact with our youth. Everywhere you go, every opportunity you have, compliment them. Compliment the girls that are wearing lipstick. Compliment the boys that are showing their masculinity. Compliment, compliment. To put love on them, just smother them with love. That's what's missing, I believe, in this transmation confusion and then the upcoming bombardment of propaganda. Media. But I say, oh, that was the physical finger.
We've come to the end of our show today. You can hear every show in the archive at www.blogtalkradio.com/
the female solution. With corporations.
You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/
www.naimalatif.com.
Watch our comments. Listen to our
correct behavior mentality. It's very challenging.
And be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution.
On behalf of our team
of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion.
And eye-opening. Thank you,
family, listening from all around the world. We say thank you.
Granny, Gladys, Granny.
Our family in China.
They call me Granny. I love it. Anything as long as it's done in love.
Zanyaba.
Hey, thank you all for joining me this
morning.
Let's say goodbye.
Kamsahamnida.
Global.
Russia. Spasiba.
Russia.
Germany. Danke. Poland.
Germany.
Dziękuję. France.
Merci. Spain. Gracias. Italy. Grazie. Egypt. Shukran. Ghana. Madasi. Nigeria. Eshe. South Africa. Ngiyabonga. Senegal. Geret. Kenya. Asante. Israel. Toda. Pakistan. Shukriya. Afghanistan. Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
I love you all. Go out, share the love. Eye to eye. Let's get eye to eye and have some tea and talk. Hallelujah.